The Ramban writes, this clearly, there's a mitzvah in our Torah of Yishuv Eret Israel. There's a biblical commandment to live in the land of Israel. It's a major discussion on the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't list it directly, independently. So the question is, what does the Rambam hold? So you have a whole gamut. Some say it must be the Rambam doesn't hold this mitzvah. At least it's a mitzvah drabana, not a mitzvah daraisa. Others say it is a deraisa, but it's included under what we have hakrim tachrim. But clearly, if the mitzvah is to go into Israel and throw the seven nations out, what are you supposed to throw them out and live somewhere else? So, of course, there's a mitzvah. However, others suggest another pshat in the Rambam. Why is it that the Rambam doesn't count Eretz Israel, Yishuv Eretz Israel, as an independent mitzvah? So, that the Torah tells us, I think at the end of Akrimos, about that one has to be careful when they live in Eretz Israel that they're not involved in arayas, and they list the relations because the Torah Kedosha, Eretz Israel can't stand any arayas, but especially not arayas, and therefore those sucky, the land's going to vomit you out if you sin, and specifically arayas. So the question, the Ramban, Nechman, the answer is like, what are you talking about? Yeah. I mean, I understand why they might hate Arayas, but Arayas isn't a mitzvah satruyas baretz. Wasn't like it said you don't keep Shemitah, Truma, Meiser. Arayas applies equally. It's the same severity of Isser, whether you do it in Chutz Laaretz or Eretz Yisroel. It's not a mitzvah satruyas baretz. So why does the Torah seem to connect Arayas to being thrown out of Eretz Yisrael? So there's a famous sheet of the Ramban, and he has it throughout, that really the ikar place for Shmiras HaMitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael. Even when you do mitzvahs in Chutz Laaretz, it's almost like so you shouldn't forget how to do them when you go back to Eretz Yisrael. The discussion Rashi and the Sefri writes that that even tefillin and mezuzah, that when you go back, you should keep tefillin and mezuzah because pentishkach. So over there, rather they're talking about, let's say, that's why there are different halachas of truma, let's say in Syria, there could be dinin derabanan or chal chutzaris. We do things to make sure we don't forget the mitzvahs when we come back to Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Rashi writes by tefillin and mezuzah also. Well, he quotes this to free. And the Gra says, no, it's not tefillin and mezuzos, it's trumas and maisos. You shouldn't forget. He doesn't go for it. However, the Ramban does. Rav Kook was very big on it as well. So Ramban learns like Rashi, no. It means even tefillin and mezuzos. What do you mean tefillin and mezuzos? Like, there's nothing special about tefillin and mezuzos in Chutz Laaretz. The answer is no. The ikar of all shmiras and mitzvahs is Eretz Yisrael, even tefillin and mezuzah. So therefore, if you have a choice to do the mitzvah in Chutz Laaretz or Eretz Yisrael, so then you should do it in Eretz Yisrael. Like, for instance, let's say you're flying out. Either you're flying in or flying out. Let's say assume there's man shacharis. Again, all things being equal, tefillah b'tzibur or everything else. But let's assume all things are equal and you have a chance to daven shacharis with your tefillin on in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, based on this Ramban, so you should do it in Eretz Yisrael. That's what they say. I think Rav Neventhal was very mocked on whenever, if he left Eretz Yisrael and came back, I think he had family in Switzerland, so he used to try to daven, whatever the chachris, minch, whatever the case may be. And maybe Kiddush Rabban, any type of mitzvah you have a choice on. Obviously, if it's bris milah bizmana yom shmini, so I don't think no one takes it that far. Obviously, you don't wait. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael next month. I'll do a bris milah in Eretz Yisrael. I don't even think they'd say, definitely know the Behuda when pushing off a milah shalom is mana extra days. But if it works out, then you're in Eretz Yisrael, so they could get an extra kiyum. So either way, so that's what the Ramban writes. So that's his shita, that even, of course, trumas and maizes, but even tefillin and mezuzos. And that's why the famous Ramban why Yaakov was able. The question is, how could Yaakov marry two sisters? We have a tradition. The Gemara says in Yuma, Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorahku, and they assume it's also not just Avram, it was Yitzchak, Yaakov, and others. So how could Yaakov marry two sisters? The Ramban writes, it must be he only kept the Kol HaTorahku we volunteer when he was in Eretz Yisrael. Since the Iker part of the mitzvah is for Eretz Yisrael, so there's no need to volunteer in a chutzah, it was only like not to forget later on. So that's the yisod. So Arayis, even though Arayis is us all year round, but like all mitzvahs, doing a mitzvah is greater in Eretz Yisrael, and doing an aveir in Eretz Yisrael is worse. It's like sitting in the, if you're in front of the king, it's much better to sin. I mean, it's the same sin, but it's more chutzpah, you sin right in the front of the king versus you do it more in the backyard, so to speak. So that's what someone has suggested. You know, the Rambam agrees to the Ramban. That mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a daraisa. I said, why doesn't he count it? That's a different yisod, that the Iker Shmiras HaMitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you don't have to count it independently. Every mitzvah, when you put tefillin, not only Truma Samaiser, but tefillin, mezuzah, Kiddush Lavana, Shacharis, any mitzvah you could do in Eretz Yisrael, there's a special prat that is a big key. I mean, that's why he holds from the mitzvah, but he doesn't count it independently because really it's not an independent mitzvah per se. It's much more than that. It's the yisod of all shmiras of mitzvahs, and therefore it involves all the mitzvahs. And that's why the Torah singles out Arayis, even though Arayis applies all, but Arayis is much worse because of the ikar is to do the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael.